Biggie may have a hot take on this. Biggie came up with something last year called stupid jail, that if someone does something really dumb that costs money or, you know, it costs effort from the government, that you should go to dumb jail or
not criminal.
Jail. Not criminal. Just you're just being dumb. There is a woman who lives in Washington State outside Seattle. She has been feeding, by her own admission, she's been feeding raccoons for 35 years since she started living there 35 years ago. And her neighbors have said, you really ought to stop feeding.
It's probably against the rules.
It's a bad idea.
It's probably against regulations, right?
To feed wildlife. Yeah, my guess is yes. And all her neighbors are like, you got to stop doing this. We're getting more raccoons around here than we need. Well, now, since the last 2 weeks, every day that she wakes up, there's 150 or more raccoons in her yard, and she can't get rid of them. And she's having to run in and out of her house because they're attacking her.
Food. It's a wild animal.
Wanting food. So she's called first she called police, and they were like, well, call Fish and Wildlife. And Fish and Wildlife were like, well, we'll try to come out there and wrangle them. But she said, and they said to her, why do you think they're around? She goes, well, I've been feeding them for 35 years.
Yeah.
And they said, well, that's a terrible idea. You should never.
Yeah, at this point, it's generational feeding.
Now they want their food. She goes, it's never been an issue until lately. You know, she'd get a half dozen to 10, but now there's over 100. I saw the video. It's unbelievable. They're raccoons as far as the eye can see.
I wonder how one feeds just raccoon and doesn't attract bears or doesn't attract coyotes or something else.
Did she put out? She must have just put out food.
I'm sure, for a long time.
But how do you get just raccoons?
That's a good question. Is there? There's nothing like just a raccoon feed. You know, you're going to get.
I don't think Purina makes raccoon chow.
No, but I mean, if there's that many of them coming, I bet no other animals even try to risk it because they'll fight them off.
They're like the hyenas.
I guess, yeah. But I mean, they have, they're not the highest on the food chain.
Certainly not.
Yeah, but I mean, if you got 100 raccoons versus one possum or one coyote, no, then you're not.
Well, and you know, what may happen here is these things have become used to humans, maybe not know how to get their own food. And if Fish and Wildlife starts trapping them, they're going to dump them in the Puget Sound.
Yeah, they're murdering those raccoons. They're not. Yeah.
You don't think they'll be relocated?
To where? A McDonald's?
Canada? Can they relocate
them? They rely on humans for food.
Yeah, this lady has literally taught these raccoons for generations that I'll feed you.
That humans equal food.
Do you know a friend of mine? I just had dinner with him a couple of weeks ago. Our sons are friends, and my son was home a few weeks ago, and we had dinner at their house. He's a big hunter. He goes on these moose hunts, bear hunts, you know. I mean,
does he leave the U.S. or is he out there in the Rockies?
Both.
The Tetons?
Both. Been to Canada and done. I think this was in Canada.
Has he been on safari?
Yes. He's been to Africa and done that. And said that was the best trip. He had the best time going to Africa. But he said one of his most challenging ones was he went to Canada black bear hunting. And so they're way up in Canada, black bear hunting. He's got a guide and everything. And so they're out on the hunt. And he sees...
Did you slowly push back your food as he was telling the story?
Well, you know how I am.
Yeah.
I do.
Again, this would be not a... I don't have a lot of hot takes on this. I'm not
a hot take machine.
You ever do any black bear hunting? No. Can't say I have.
Totally out of my
mind. You know what it's like when it's just you and the animal and your weapon? No.
No.
You meet eye to eye right before you pull the trigger. I don't
know. He's very...
When you take an animal's soul, it's a spiritual experience.
And of course, you must take the blood and paint it on your face.
Drink a quart of the blood.
Yeah.
The closest I've gotten to that was when I watched that movie back in the 80s. Red Dawn.
Jeremiah Johnson?
Oh, Red Dawn.
Oh, Red Dawn.
They drank the blood.
The first kill?
They drank the blood of the first kill.
Yeah, that's where I've been out.
Yeah. All right, take me. Just let China and Russia just take me.
Yeah.
That's right. The first kill, they went and he's like, you got to drink the blood.
Blood of the deer.
They took the blood of the deer.
You know, I'm always
hot, steaming.
Yeah. I'm always the guy to be like, why?
Yeah.
It's tradition, but why? This is
we're in a new land.
Yeah. This is absurd.
This is only rude to the animal.
The rules don't count anymore out here.
Come on. So my friend is up in Canada. They're black bear hunting. And they're, you know, out in the middle of the wilderness. And my friend it's him and the guy, just the two of them. And he sees a grizzly bear, a large grizzly bear, instead of a black bear. And you're not allowed to kill them unless you can prove that they're attacking.
It's coming right at us.
It's coming right at us. Yeah. So my friend sees it, and the guy does not see it, and so he says, "What?
Grizzly. Grizzly. What?
I know. And you know,
they're more dangerous. And
I think we should make camp here.
Grizzly.
And my friend says that the grizzly bear, like, you know, sat up and took note of them. And he said they were, it was about 30 yards, 40 yards away. And he's like, I was about to pee my pants. I was so scared of this grizzly bear. And so he says to the guide, as Biggie was just saying,
grizzly bear, there's a grizzly bear.
That's a grizzly bear. So the guide goes, oh, boy.
What are y'all about to do? And,
do you know what he said? He goes, you know what, too? This is a bad one because this is where they drop the ones that have done something really bad somewhere else.
I wonder, this is the juvenile home?
I wonder if that's really true.
This is the halfway house?
This is a bad one. And it started coming toward them. And the guy.
Oh, God, this is that one. Oh, man, this one has definitely committed some crimes.
What's like, the old joke? I just have to be faster than you.
Yeah. You, right. Well, he said the guide, I mean, my friend said he was pointing his gun at the grizzly bear, but knew this is going to have to be explained. This is a government thing. The guide shot over the grizzly bear's head, and the grizzly turned and ran. That's how they got out of it. Yeah. And he's like, let's hightail
it out here.
And they got out of the area. But I was real surprised that he said, this is going to be a bad one. This is one of those.
Relo bears.
This is a relocation project. A relo bear.
You see, if you look around his neck, he's wearing a femur as a necklace.
What? That's bad bear. Yeah. That is a bad bear.